Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. As always, we're your host, Tim and Julie Harris. We have a topic that you guys are enjoying that we're going to finish off today, hopefully. It's about how to monetize, make money from open houses. And you know, it was interesting. I just thought of this. I'm going to find a chat, a real-life, honest-to-God chat. Let me see if I can find this. Oh, here it is. I'm going to read you guys an email. No, this is a chat. I'm not going to read you guys the guy's name. This is a real chat. I just thought of this. Well, by the way, Julie, welcome to today's show.
Thank you. I've got a couple shout-outs.
Here's the chat. I got this from someone named Brad. So if, Brad, you're listening, I'm not going to use your last name. So I'm just going to read it as he chatted it to me. And, guys, Julie and I do have our Google Hangouts that we have open during the day and during the show. So this is just from a member. I set up an appointment with a lady who came through the open house this Sunday. She was a neighbor and just wants me to go to her house on Wednesday to give her my opinion on what to do to the house to get it to sell, what the price is, etc. Now, the thing I should tell you guys about Brad is he's basically a brand new agent. I mean, he's been in the business for a little while, but he's transitioning into becoming a full-time agent. Need to bring a PLP. He doesn't have his PLP yet done. How do I do this in 2 days? Well, good luck with that, Brad. And a listing contract, what do I need to say now? So in other words, basically, he's someone who listened to the podcast on basically how to monetize open houses, did an open house, got a listing lead, and he's in a very expensive part of LA, so I can assume that the listing lead's probably got at least $1 million. And then now basically because things are coming at him fast, as they should when you follow our system, he now is presented with the opportunity to possibly list a house. So in this chat, and I won't read my response, but we went back and forth a few times. I told him exactly how to log into the website. I told him exactly how to basically, you know, go to the section where the script is to pre-qualify sellers, to what questions to ask, how to get the pre-listing pack done, how to organize this paperwork. I pointed him to all the places where all this information was already waiting for him on the site. Of course, he hadn't logged in because he was a relatively new member of the coaching program. But here's the moral of the story, guys. What we shared with you guys the other day, and I'm sure there's thousands of examples because there's 100,000 regular listeners to our podcast. But, you know, there's a real-life, honest-to-God example of Brad in L.A. who basically used just half of what we suggested that he did to monetize open houses, and he literally is now about to monetize an open house. Oh, and here's the best part. The house he held open wasn't even his listing. It was actually one of our superstars, from one of the guys from selling Million Dollar Listing L.A., I don't remember all the Josh, one of the Joshes, basically, let him hold one of his listings open. So there's a connection we help him make. So anyway, moral of the story is that, guys, listen, the fact is what we're sharing with you is designed to put you into action, to make you money, to put you in a position where you can help folks. So remember to apply immediately what we're telling you. We do not waste time talking about theoreticals, talking about, you know, hypotheticals, talking about, you know, anything that's not going to put you in a direct position to help others and make money. So we're going to finish off the topic today, and I think Julie has some folks that she'd like to acknowledge from our private Facebook group. And also, again, Julie, I know some of the new reviews of our book on Amazon are also probably worth reading as well, mm-hmm. if you have time.
Yes. Okay. So these are two great examples of implementation and paying attention. First one from the private Facebook page, Felicia Ferguson. Got to give a great shout out to her. Here's how it goes. She writes, I decided to do an open house over the holiday weekend on Saturday from 1 to 4. My broker brought to my attention that MSU was having their first game. I'm thinking maybe I should cancel. But then I began to think about it differently. Everybody's not going to the game. So she does it anyway. She writes, at exactly 1 p.m., the first family walks through the door saying they've been watching the house for years and they wanted to pay cash for it. The second family came through at 3:45. The guy said he recorded the game in order to come and see the home, and they were not yet pre-qualified, but I sent them to a lender. I'm thankful to those two families that may have ended up using another agent because I was concerned that everyone was at the game. On top of not feeling so well, I pressed through it. I have written up a cash offer today and will meet with the buyers tomorrow. And I'm sure I'll find other people a house if this one doesn't work out. I also wrote up an offer on Friday that got accepted Saturday, and I wrote up another cash offer for my buyer to sign tomorrow. It's been a wonderful holiday weekend. I love what I do. Resting now. I loved that post. That's so good. And what did that come from? How topic du jour, an open house. And how many of you guys said, oh, nobody will come, it's a football weekend? Well, guess what? There's a lot of football weekends, holiday weekends. Not everybody is doing everything that you think that they are. Okay, now another quick one from Matthew Morocco. This one is about for sale by owners. After signing up for Premier Coaching, I finally buckled down and listened to all of the material regarding for sale by owners or unrepresented sellers. At first, I was hesitant, feeling as though I wasn't ready to handle objections and didn't have anything of value to offer these unrepresented sellers. But I heard Tim and Julie specifically tell someone to earn while you learn and not to wait, so I sat down and got to work. Out of the three for sale by owner calls I made, one on this day, I got two listing appointments, one of which resulted in a $1.6 million listing, which I just did the paperwork for yesterday and is going live next week. That's right, three calls got me two appointments and resulted in a $1.6 million listing. Why would anybody possibly want to wait? Pick up the phone and make the calls. Don't worry about your ego or what they're going to think. So, nice job, Matthew Morocco, taking action and earning while you're learning and pushing through that resistance. What do I have to offer? What are they going to say? All of these things, you prevailed. So kudos to those guys on the Facebook page. Back to you, Tim.
So one of the things Julie and I were talking about this morning is the fact that we're reading between the lines of a lot of your emails, not so much on our private Facebook page am I picking this up, to be honest, but I'm reading emails and I'm hearing just chatter and I'm seeing, you know, paying attention to what you guys are thinking and feeling. And let's not forget that Julie and I have been coaching agents for nearly two decades, so we kind of know the thoughts and emotions that you're experiencing this time of year. And I'm just going to address it before we get to our point, and I'm going to be just, as always, hopefully on target with some of you, if not all of you. You guys have really got to watch your propensity to give yourself a break this time of year. You guys are going to pay the price in such a dear way, and I'm going to help you understand that. You absolutely, positively cannot back off this time of year. You absolutely, if you do, here's what's going to happen. You're going to have a really shitty holiday season. You're literally not going to have the financial security to be able to spoil your family, have the best Christmas ever. And then you're going to have a crappy first quarter of 2018. So if you guys are not drilled down and focused this time of year, doing what you don't want to do and you don't want to do it at the highest level, you're going to punish your family, punish yourself for punishing your family, and then you're going to punish everyone come the first quarter of next year. Here's the thing. I know some of you guys want to feel motivated, and you guys are going to succumb to some of the snake oil motivational speakers out there. We are not motivational speakers. I find most motivational speakers to be the biggest sleazeballs I've ever run across in my life. If you guys are going to listen to anybody say anything, either in person or YouTube or on a podcast, it doesn't matter, you have to ask yourself the question, are they just snake oil salesmen, or hey, have they actually done it? Like when Julie, I share occasionally, I'll share things that are motivational on our private Facebook page. And those videos are always from people that have been there, done that. Navy SEALs, people that have been generals, people that have been business that have been successful in business. But there's so many people in our real estate industry who literally have never sold real estate before that are considered to be leaders, that are motivational speakers and things of that nature. You guys know who I'm talking about. You got to finally say enough with the fairy tales and focus on what truly matters, and that's being of service to other people. So don't, if you're not feeling motivated, stop looking for someone to make you feel motivated. You're going to welcome in lies and deceit, and you're going to go on the wrong path. If you want to feel motivated, here's how you do it. You help other people. And the trick is not going to be waiting to feel like you are ready to help other people. The trick to feeling motivated is just getting into action, and then your emotions with regards to your levels of motivation will change. Do you understand? So opposed to waiting around to feel a certain way before you get off your asses and do your job, you need to just start doing it, and I promise you your motivation is going to change. It's one of the top 10 rules. Doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level is more important now than it is virtually at any other time of the year. I'm going to say it again, and you need to be very clear. Doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level is incredibly important now. Now, here's what will happen. When you do what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level, and you keep in mind that your highest and truest purpose on this planet is to be of service to other people, so you guys are following me on this, the motivation will follow. If you're waiting for some sort of emotion called a motivation to make you feel like finally doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level, you are screwed. No one who has ever accomplished anything meaningful in life has ever operated like that. You need to do it anyway, and then your emotions will follow every single time. You guys understanding what I'm saying here? And look, if you're not motivated to base, if you can't really put the thoughts together, if I'm offending you, here, just make it not about you. It's the best way to basically cut through your own ego. If you do not have a ton of closings, how are you going to feel during what is, for most real estate markets, a slower time of the year in November and December and January when you have no money coming in? Are you really going to enjoy yourself at the holiday parties? Are you really going to enjoy yourself when you go to Christmas shop? Or are you always going to have in the back of your mind that I don't have any money, I don't have any activity? You're going to effectively be out of business unless you're forcing yourself to do what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. And for those of you who think that you can basically coast for the rest of the year. Now, I realize that that's not an actual conscious thought, but let's look at your activities. You never judge somebody by what they say. You judge them by what they do. So what are you doing right now to make it so you have a kick-ass fourth quarter and in the world's best 2018, the first quarter of 2018? What are you doing now? Oh, I'm reading about my mindset. I'm organizing my files. I'm cleaning my office. I'm going to, you know, whoever motivational speaker. All that stuff is an utter and complete waste of time if you don't have any money, right? So, guys, listen, do not fool yourselves. You got to do what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. And this time of year is incredibly important. Hopefully you understand why, for the sake of the holidays. But here's the real bottom line. Here's really what I'm thinking about. Every single one of you, and it's the reason I think that there's so much positivity on our Facebook page, every single one of you who did what you didn't want to do when you didn't want to do it in fourth quarter of 2016 are had a fantastic start of 2017. And when you have a great first quarter, you're going to have a fantastic year guaranteed every single time, no exceptions. But if you roll into the year with no momentum, no listings, no closings, and you have to rebuild everything when everybody else is trying to do the same thing, it's going to be 1,000 times harder because everyone else is chasing the same business as you are. If you work now when 99% of the rest of the, you know, agent population is going into, you know, what would it be, Julie? Hibernation mode. They're turtling up for the rest of the year. Whether they're consciously doing it or not, that is the behavior. So if the rest of the industry is basically not working, not doing what it doesn't want to do when it doesn't want to do it at the highest level, and you do, and you take listings, you form relationships that turn into listings in the spring, you set yourself up for closings, it's so much easier this time of year than it is in the spring. There's no comparison. In the spring, every single part-timer comes out of the woodwork and basically clogs up the system, slows things down. You guys know it's true. Your competitors are very rarely top-producing agents. Your competitors are almost always the person they know from church or the person they knew from the neighbor or the uncle or the whatever, the part-timers. That's who your primary competitors are. So if you guys really want to make the most of your opportunity in this market, you do it now. You do not wait to the spring. Please do not be lazy is all I'm asking you to do. And if you can't do it for yourself, if you can't even aren't even motivated to do it for the sake of basically having the best, you know, end of year experience, holidays and whatever, if you can't even be motivated to do it for the sake of your family, just think in terms of basically what your next year is going to be like. Think in terms of what your experience could be like on this planet if you just decide to buckle down. And for most of you, I'm not asking you guys to all of a sudden go from, you know, a little wimp to all of a sudden some sort of Olympian. I'm not asking you to do that. I'm just asking you to apply 10 or 15, maybe 20% more effort every single day on the things that are going to put you in a position to help people and make money. That's all I'm asking you to do. I'm not asking you to all of a sudden go from somebody who's a couch potato to an Olympic swimmer. Not asking you to do that. Never would ask you to do that. You guys understanding what I'm saying? Are you listening? Are you paying attention? Be observant of your own behavior, and please do not allow yourself to slow down. Do not become complacent. Do not assume the business is going to be there for you at the end of the year, let alone a first quarter of next year. It might not. The economy could totally change. Something could happen. Some shit show over in North Korea could happen. Who knows what could happen? And then you're going to be glad. Had you listened to us now, you're going to be thrilled that you'd listen to us. Because while everyone else is struggling, wondering when their next paycheck is going to come from, you're going to be flush because you're going to have listings. The only way you win in this game, guys, is through listings. Julie, is that clear enough?
Yeah, it's very clear. And if you guys have any doubt, go to the private Facebook page if you're Premier members and look for those inspirational stories that we just shared from Michael and from Felicia. They weren't perfect at everything they did. I mean, Felicia's open house only had two people, but look what she did with it. Sold a house, create a new buyer. I think that was worth it. Okay, and all right, so maybe you have some trepidation about calling for sale by owners. So what? It's your job to generate business. It's your number one job to help people. And look what he turned into it, a nice $1.6 million listing off of what? Three calls. I mean,
well,
it's amazing.
Julie, listen,
when you put yourself into that mindset. Go ahead.
Well, I do want to finish up our open house notes, but it's worth also noting. Some of you guys are wanting to participate, wanting to make a contribution, being very observant of the horribleness that's happening down in Houston. God forbid another hurricane looks like it's brewing up and might be headed towards Florida. That's even worse than Harvey. So who knows what's going to happen. I strongly encourage all of you guys to put an event together, involve the American Red Cross, go back and listen to the calls that we did last week on exactly on this very topic. Go to timandjulieharris.com, you can go to iTunes, you can go to Stitcher. The shows are published a bunch of different places, and go and listen to the step-by-step plan we gave you guys on how to essentially put together something that's going to involve you basically being of contribution, helping other people, maybe raising money, raising canned goods, having a blood drive at your house or your school or your church, whatever. Do that. Put yourself in the middle. And by the way, in the process of helping people, you're also going to meet people, which will also result in real estate transactions. So guys, do not set out the rest of the year thinking that somehow it's magically going to come your way again. I know some of you, especially our coaching clients, have made more money than you ever have in your lives. Some of you guys have made more money in this year than you ever thought you would ever make in your lives. And I get that, and I appreciate it. It doesn't have to be a one-time thing. You can have years after year after year that's always increasing. You can have a constantly improving experience on this planet. It doesn't have to be ebbs and flows, ups and downs. I know that's kind of that's something that so many people experience because they work, get complacent. You know, they work, get the benefit, get complacent, and then they lose what they work towards gaining. Please don't do that. Just listen to what Julie and I say. Listen to all of our past shows. We will beat it into your heads. The way that you be successful in real estate is by focusing on being of service to other people, doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it, and focus primarily on listings every day. So listen, Julie, I need to take a quick coffee break. And when we come back,
yep,
we're going to pick up and hopefully finish off all your points.
Mm-hmm.
Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris is brought to you in part by FirePoint.
The real estate industry is changing, and you don't want your team to be left behind. You know that long-term success is built on staying one step ahead of your larger competitors. FirePoint is built by disruptors for disruptors like you. FirePoint is more than just another CRM. With FirePoint, know where your leads are coming from, communicate quickly and easily with your team, and know your true return on investment. FirePoint is the solution for those who are or who want to be at the cutting edge of the real estate industry. Schedule your demo at firepoint.net today.
And, Julie, I don't know what point we ended up on as of last Friday, so let me look because I know that
we were
you left
in the
that with
open
me.
House prospecting rules section. I know that part. I think that did we talk about door knocking an hour before the open house and using your open house flyer, inviting neighbors and friends and all that sneak preview type stuff?
We didn't. So, but listen, why don't we just read the points? We don't have to vamp a long time on them because most of them are self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's cool. Let's just dive right in. Good. Go.
Okay, so open house rules on the topic of Harris Rules, which you guys should get at Amazon.com if you haven't already, our book, Harris Rules. All right, so open house prospecting rules. Number one, you must use 10 directional signs. Minimum, ask permission to place signs and connect with the homeowners who allow you this courtesy. Number two, choose the right house to hold open. First-time buyer houses or first move-up houses in popular schools, great neighborhoods, nice curb appeal. Avoid gated communities if possible. All right, number three, door knock an hour before the open house using your flyer, inviting neighbors and friends for a sneak preview just for the neighborhood 1 hour prior to the public open house. Choose your neighbors. That's your theme. Who wants to move to this neighborhood that I should be speaking with? Point number four, place inexpensive ads on Craigslist, Facebook page, etc. Get people to show up. Point number five, synchronize with other listings, listing agents in the same area or neighborhood for a larger turnout. This benefits everyone. More action. Point number six, do announce it in your MLS, realtor.com, etc. Remember, the point is to get people to show up. Point number seven, have a formal and classy sign-in book, not just a piece of paper on your legal pad. A nice-looking sign-in book, and make sure they sign in. Use a sign that says, the seller requests that all guests sign in. Now, alternatively, you can do a drawing to get more people to sign in. Use the Enter to Win signs. You can find those at allthingsrealestatestore.com. There's a lot of great open house support material at allthingsrealestatestore.com. So check that out.
Let's hover there.
Yeah.
Jules, let's
hover
there for a second. Yeah, you guys have to go to allthingsrealestatestore.com. Tracy, the owner, is so incredibly creative, and the reason that we endorse her is because the stuff that she's doing does not look like anything else that's out there. It'll give you guys a unique personality. It'll make it so when someone walks into your open houses, a lot of you in the back of your minds, you know that all consumers see agents the same, right? And so what Tracy's done in her own very creative way is make it so that when someone comes in contact with you and you guys use her, essentially her beautifully done marketing material, her branding material, you guys make that your own, you guys won't get that question or won't be in fear of someone trying to basically assume you're just like everybody else. I know that's a constant fear that you guys have. That's the reason you're getting your skills on. But do consider going to allthingsrealestatestore.com and using as many of her ideas as possible. And she has got some absolutely killer ideas for maximizing the returns on open houses. Again, definitely max it out. Make it so people can remember you. Simple things like colors and fonts and sign designs, it's all very, very creative. All right, so what point are we on, Julie?
Yes, we are on point number 8, follow up on all leads. This is so critical. Follow up on all leads the same day as your open house was held. Don't wait until the following Tuesday or Wednesday or when you feel desperate for business to go digging into an open house you did 30 days ago. More than one person can win your drawing. For example, if you did a drawing for a Starbucks gift card, the drawings tend to work really well. There's a lot of examples on our Facebook page about, you know, just getting a fishbowl, having a drawing, have a raffle. You know, use our open house lead follow-up scripts. If you're one of our premier coaching members, we have scripts for this. We even have scripts of how to leave a message following up on the open house. What questions do you ask to turn them into leads? But don't sit on that list. Point number 9, follow up on all leads until they buy or sell with you or call to get a restraining order because you're so relentless with your communication. Okay, we're serious about this. I mean, we're joking about the restraining order to make you remember.
We have to say it that way so you remember.
Yeah.
Right.
I do have a standing challenge. Yes, it's a joke.
Okay, but it is a joke. But seriously, guys, some of you guys have these ridiculously Keller Williams agents, overly complicated follow-up campaigns that are just insanity. So I want you guys to scrap all that. Here's your rule. Until you pre-qualify them, your objective is to pre-qualify them, use our pre-qualifying scripts. So until they basically decided to do business with you or somebody else or filed a restraining order against you, you have to over-communicate with them. By overly communicating with them, I want you to continue to call them until they ask you not to or they decide to do business with you. I promise you that you're not overly communicating with them. No matter how much you think you're bothering them, you are not bothering them. Someone is not going to take the time, follow through a neighborhood, or get out of their car, go into an open house if they are not at least, you know, 80% interested or buying or selling real estate. And what you're doing, so many of you are convincing yourselves, well, I'm not going to follow up with them. I'm going to leave one voicemail or email. I'm going to put in my drip campaign. And do you think somehow magically those people are going to do business with you? That's what every other Yahoo agent's doing. You got to be the guy or gal who's going to pick up the phone and call them and offer to be of service. And we talked about the specific talking points you can have that makes them so that you will have an unfair advantage almost in your marketplace in terms of what you can say and do to make people want to deal with you versus your competitor. Go ahead, Julie.
All right, so point number 10, if you have no listings, borrow a listing from an office mate or your broker or even outside of your brokerage. This is a big point. Choose the house first and the agent second. Not all houses make for great opens. So don't give up if you have a bad one now and then, right? So the house you choose matters. If it's down a twisty road and you're just doing the open house because it's the only agent that responded to your mass email saying that I'm available to do an open house, don't get frustrated and declare all open houses not worthy just because you chose the wrong house. Make sense? There's no rule saying that you have to do an open house within your own brokerage. It does make things a little bit easier since, you know, your business card matches and all that good stuff, but it's not a requirement. You can hold anything open. You can hold new construction open if you connect with a builder or a sales rep. So choose the house first and the agent second. And if an agent says, oh, no, you know, I don't do that, just say next. Don't don't take no for an answer just because some agent doesn't understand what you're trying to do. This absolutely positively works. And if you have any doubt, go reread what I read you from Felicia. You know, kind of second guessed it. Big football weekend, ends up selling the house plus a buyer, you know, on what, 3 hours? Not feeling well? Okay, she did it anyway. It matters. So, bottom line, each open house should give you at least 2 closable buyers and 1 new listing in the neighborhood or in a competing neighborhood. If you're not getting that, then you are not doing something from the rules of open house engagement that we just shared with you. So go through the list and say, all right, maybe I'm doing 3 of these things and that's why I'm not getting great results. Do all of these things and you'll get killer results. Back to you.
So Julie, let's talk about briefly about the mastermind that we're having start the week after next.
Sure.
So here's what we're going to do. For all of you guys who purchased our book, Harris Rules, making it a number one bestseller on Amazon, making it a number one bestseller in less than 2 days, all the success for that, I mean, you know, the book, fortunately, you guys are really embracing, but helping to make the book so successful, we will forever be indebted to you guys, and I really appreciate that. Our podcast listeners are some of the most tuned in based on your feedback, understanding, focused, drilled down. You know, you guys are rock stars, truly, or rock stars in the making. So here's what I want you to do. The mastermind is going to start in 2 weeks, basically, and the deal was that everyone who basically purchased a book and everyone who, you know, we would prefer if you guys love it if you guys would leave us a review. I want you to leave a review after you've actually read a chapter or two. I don't want to leave bullshit fake reviews. There's so many, you know, people that basically hire people to do reviews. I'm not going to do that. I think it's unethical. So there's, 60 or 70 five-star reviews up there. There is one negative review, but it's funny. Julie, we should read that because it is kind of funny. Yeah. This gal left. I don't have Amazon open. Can you? Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah,
okay,
okay,
so she leaves. This is funny. Guys, I'm going to read this to you. Okay, she gives us a one-star review, but here's what she said. It's a one-star review. For those of you who are addicted to the Harris Podcast and Premier Coaching, this is a well-titled book with great encapsulation of the key priorities to become a successful real estate agent. If you're not working with one of the 100K agent brokers that know and live by the rules, do yourself a favor, read the book, tune into the daily podcast, and see if the tools and coaching don't help propel your business towards it in a big way. Tim and Julie are thankfully not full of hype and BS. God bless you. You get us. I appreciate that. They have built the best practical resource portfolio I've found in my new second career as real estate, bar none. Thank you. Now, here's the funny thing. So Gwyneth gives us a one-star review, whereas in reality, I think she meant to leave us a five-star review, but everybody else has left us really fantastic reviews, you know. I so appreciate it. So we'd really, really sincerely appreciate it. If you guys were trying to get this book up to 100 five-star reviews by our anniversary, our 26th wedding anniversary, which is the 15th of this month. So if you guys could help us get it up to 100 five-star reviews, I'd sincerely appreciate it. The mastermind is going to start then. And all of you guys who have purchased the book, we are going to invite you to be part of the mastermind. More information will be coming out of that about that in the next couple of weeks. And this mastermind, let me tell you, you guys could probably – I don't have to sell this to you. You guys probably already get it. But on this podcast, believe it or not, we hold ourselves back because we don't know who's listening and it's a pretty broad audience. We have to be somewhat restrained, right? But on our mastermind call, trust me, we're not going to be. And the focus on the mastermind of this, we're going to do, it's a 90-day mastermind. The whole focus of it, it's not going to cost you anything. All you have to do is buy the book, and we'd love it if you guys would give us a great review. But here's the bottom line. It's going to be 100% focused on making it so that you're drilled down the last quarter of this year and you are ready for 2018. Everyone who's going to participate in the mastermind is going to get it between the eyes every single week about what they need to be doing now so you guys have fantastic momentum going into 2018. This is how superstars, this is how top producers, this is how they win, by having this mindset this time of year about what's coming next. Those of you guys who have had a lot of great months and weeks, that's fantastic. Those of you who maybe have the best September coming and October maybe is locked in, that's fantastic. But if you're not already thinking about first quarter of next year, you need to consider purchasing the book. We'd love a great review, and then you're going to be on this mastermind. And for nothing, a total charge of absolutely nothing, you're going to hear from Julie and I every single week. And now this is a mastermind, so you guys are going to be asked to participate. We're going to be calling on you. We're going to be talking directly with you. These are going to be live calls where we're literally going to be holding you accountable, right? Some of you don't want this, and you can just be quiet on the masterminds and just listen, and I respect that, sort of, mostly, kind of, right? I mean, I'd love it if
we'll
you guys
to.
Would participate, but we'll talk about that. So listen, bottom line, your homework from today's podcast, go buy the book. and we'd again read a couple chapters and then give us a review. We really sincerely appreciate it. Help us get to 100 five-star reviews by the 15th, which is our 26th wedding anniversary. Julie, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Can you believe that? 26
Happy
years?
I know. I know. I was recalculating that myself. Yes,
yeah, I know.
Indeed.
It's like hard to think, isn't it? 26
years.
I
always joke that we're like 111 in realtor years from all of our coaching calls and stuff we've been through.
Exactly.
But yes, I'll take it.
So, guys, listen, that's it. That's your homework from today's show. We really sincerely are, guys, the book has exceeded our expectations, becoming a number one bestseller on Amazon. That's just something we knew that you guys would like it. We hoped you would anyway. We knew our members would like it, but we didn't realize it was going to sell so many copies in the first 48 hours. That's just unbelievable. So please do go grab the book, 99 cents. If you already have, as thousands of you have, please go and back and give us a great review. We sincerely appreciate it. Hey, guys, if you need us for anything, it's Tim at timandjulieharris.com or Julie at timandjulieharris.com. We will talk with you tomorrow on tomorrow's show. Have a fantastic day.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows, and until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.